I love a long weekend, and we had an interesting one. And I don't want to give you a whole book report on what I did this past weekend, but I kind of have to give you all the color and details. So let's do it.
Your Daily Lex.
All right. Part of the way I'm going to make sure I cover all the things is by literally looking back at my calendar. On Friday, Lauren hosted the cast party for Anne Frank. Now, I had auditioned for Anne Frank and not gotten in, as you might recall. So even though the party was here, and even though I'm friends with the folks in the cast, I kind of let them do their own thing. I said hi to folks, and then I did stuff with my kids while the party raged in the basement. So then, Saturday, I had scheduled us all vaccine appointments because I was concerned, rightly as it turns out, that COVID vaccines were going to get harder to get. So all five of us go, and they say that four of us can get them and then I can't. Why can't I? Well, they say that my insurance isn't valid or active. I say it is. They say it isn't. They say, can you call your insurance company? I say, sure, but it's Saturday. The insurance company doesn't have any humans there for me on Saturday, but there is an automated system that I put on speaker that tells them, yeah, his coverage is active. And they're like, we're going to have to call our side. And I'm like, why couldn't you start with that? So they call their side. And their side, they get transferred to another person. They get transferred to another person. They eventually get transferred to a person who says, we don't cover New Jersey. The initial call was to Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey. So I don't know where they got transferred to, but it was not useful. And eventually they said, yeah, why don't you come back in the week when your company is open? Because we can't help you right now, which is fan-freaking-tastic. So I left. It was no fun. I mean, I stayed with my family, but I left without a COVID shot. Now, my left arm's been bothering me for months, and now all their left arms are bothering them from their shots. But it was hard to have full sympathy, given that I was, you know, annoyed about the fact that I didn't get one. We had one set of reservations for dinner with friends Saturday. We had to cancel those plans because one of the people in the couple got sick. So we made backup plans. But with that couple, my buddy John couldn't join us until he was done with work around 9. But we said, hey, we can go out with John's girlfriend. And we did that and had dinner with her. And then we all went to Silver Ball, a pinball joint and arcade joint in Asbury Park, New Jersey. And John met us there. And that place is super cool. You pay like $20 up front, and then you have unlimited access to all the machines. And they have some really vintage stuff. Like, they have all the arcade games, and I like those. But they have some really cool pinball machines. And not just like your classics that you expect and all the fancy electronics ones, but super mechanical ones where like the scores are spinning things, whatever. Man, I loved the weird pinball machines. Like, I was obsessed with this mini golf pinball game that I got pretty good at. Some of the baseball pinball games. Man, it was so cool. We had a lot of fun. We were there a couple hours. Then Sunday, we're supposed to have rehearsal for Fiddle on the Roof, which we're not looking forward to, the rehearsal or the show. And about an hour before we were going to leave, I got a phone call saying the rehearsal was canceled because the guy playing Tevye was under the weather and they didn't think it was useful to do rehearsal without him. It's a little crazy because now there's only two rehearsals left before Tech Week. But we didn't look the gift horse in the mouth. That night we had some other friends over. We played games with them. We haven't played games with friends in a while, but this was, you know, full on board game stuff. We did Taboo and we did Telestrations, which isn't always a good game, but can be fun with the right people. And it was fun. We had a good time. But it made me want to play board games with my kids again, too, because we haven't done that in too long. So Memorial Day, Monday, we were going to go on a hike. The older two were very nervous about this hike because the last time Lauren went on a hike was Mother's Day. And she said, we'll do a 2-mile hike. And she accidentally chose a 5.5 to 6 mile path. But this time she promised it was 2 miles and it was 2.5 miles. So she was pretty close. We had a good Memorial Day. We come back, some errands are run, but then we did play some board games with the kids. We played Salad Bowl. So just one board game. And it was a lot of fun. Part of the fun for me is just the names that people put in. If you're not familiar with the game, everybody writes down, let's say 10 names on different slips of paper. You pool them all together. Weed out duplicates, give people the right to eliminate ones where they have absolutely no idea who it is, but that's not the only rule. And then we, you do 3 rounds of the game. The first round is you can give Taboo style clues, right? Any clue that's not what the name is to get your teammates to guess who you're looking at. Second round is one word clues. And the third round is charades. And it was, Liam and I were one team and Ani, Lauren, Sierra were the other team. And we won the first 2 rounds and the others won the final round. And it was very close and a lot of fun. It was a really good time. Today, it's Tuesday. Liam had school. The older two didn't. He was thrilled about that. I got Liam on the bus. Then I did my workout. Then it was 8 a.m. and I recalled from when I had tried my insurance company on Saturday. That's when they opened. So I was like, I'm going to call them right now. And I called. get transferred to somebody else. I talked to that person. He's like, yeah, we had about 20% of our insurance, what do you call it? Immunization requests failed on Saturday. 20%, that's 1 out of 5. I was the 1 out of 5 family members. He said, yeah, they all failed that day. When you go back, it should work just fine. So I go back, and this was in the morning. My appointment was at 10. I got there at 9:15 because I wanted to just get it done with. And they're like, well, yeah, we can do it, but we're out of COVID vaccines. And I was like, no, you're not. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm here on Saturday. They told me to come back Tuesday. You got to have more. And she's like, oh, well, we do have one left. Is Pfizer okay? And I'm like, yeah, it's not like Coke and Pepsi. Pfizer's fine. And then she's like, well, I think there's some new regulations in place. So I don't think you qualify. I'm like, well, those new regulations aren't in place yet. So I'm pretty sure I do qualify. I can just get it. Especially if the insurance is telling you they're covering it, like, we're good to go. And she's like, I got to ask the pharmacist. And the pharmacist immediately says, yes, exactly what he said is right, because she had been listening to the conversation. Then I got the shot. And I had to decide, do I do it my crappy arm, my left arm that already hurts, or do it my right arm? And after some research, I decided, go with the right arm. Even though I could put all the pain in the left arm, I don't want to make my left arm any worse. And if I'm going to get my left arm tested or seen by a doctor or whatever, I need to know if it's getting worse or not on its own. So now both arms suck. Hooray. Anyway, that's my weekend. I love you. Goodbye.
Lex.